begin the current daf Maseches Bamitzia daf Peches. Begin on the bottom line of Peizayim Beis, where the Gemara continues under the discussion of the previous daf. That is, the Gemara was discussing the halacha of that a worker when he's finishing the work in the land. Then, as the pasuk says, Devarim Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Hei, Kisave Bekem Re'acha, when you're going to come into the vineyard of your friend, Ve'chalta Anovim Kinafshecha, you could eat your heart's desire of the grapes, Savecha, to satiate you, Ve'kelich Eloi Sitin, don't put it into your vessels, but you could eat it, and rather, when you're doing the work about reaping the grain, then you put it into, or the grapes, you put it into the owner's pots, into his boxes, but you could be eating at that time. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, on that, the Gemara had asked, seemingly, that this pasuk is superfluous, because you actually know the primary halachas that apply to all types of produce from the next pasuk. So the Gemara says, you're right, this pasuk, every single word is coming to teach us a specific halacha. Now, one of the halachas is where our Gemara's discussion is going to relate back to, which the word kenafshecha says, like yourself, meaning that the worker is like the owner himself. Just like the owner could eat from his produce before it's finished in the Gemara Malacha, before it's turned into the pile of grain, then he could eat it without separating Meiser. So too, the worker could eat from it without separating Meiser. And as Rashi explained the Chiddush, and that is, although on some level the worker taking is somewhat for like the pay of his work, and it should be like a purchase, and just like as we'll see on our daf, that a purchase actually obligates the produce in Meiser, and hence that he would have to separate Meiser. That's what the pasuk is being mechadish. I know that the worker is just like the owner, and he doesn't have to have to separate Meiser for the grapes or the produce that he's eating now as he's doing the work on the land. Now, relating to that, the Gemara says the following halacha, which we'll relate back. Amr Bianai says, Ein ha-tevel mischayv b'meiser. Untithed produce does not become obligated in the separation of the tithe of the Meisers, even if it was smoothed out in the pile of the field, which is generally how it's defined as the obligation of Meister starts. When you make this creed, this big pile, and you smooth it out, that's when it's Gemara Malacha. Says Rabbi Yannai, then there's still not a chiyuv of Meister. Rather, as we continue on top of Pechas and Aleph, Ad Shiroi Pnei HaBayis, until it enters to the opening of the house, which is the Pnei HaBayis, the face, the front of the house, but not if it comes in through the roof or through the outside yards. Only if, when it sees and it enters into the opening of the house, then, and it was smoothed out in the pile, then it becomes obligated Meiser. Shnam like says the pasuk in the Devarim. It says, the person says when he comes to the third year and he has to make sure he gave off all his Meisers, so there's in the text of Vidu Meisers, which is the admission that I took care of all my obligation of Meisers, says, Bi'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, that I liquidated, I got rid of the holy things, the Meiser, from the house, meaning that because the Meiser is only when it's in the house. And then he's saying, I got rid of it from the house. But it has to go in to come out. Therefore, that's how you see the halacha, that it's not only enough that it's smoothed out, it has to also have entered into the opening of the house, then it becomes obligated maisers. That's Rabbi Yannai's opinion. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, afilu chatzer kavas. He says, even the courtyard already establishes the obligation of the chiyuv of maiser. Shnema, because the pasuk before that says, v'ochlu v'sherecha v'seveyu, that you'll eat it in your gates, and you'll be satiated, and then it says, v'nesat to Levi, you'll give it to the Levi, so we see that from the moment they come into even to your gates, not even in your house, but even in your courtyard, then already the obligation, if it was smoothed out the pile, becomes the obligation of the chiyuv of maaser. Now that the Gemara asks, according to either opinion, Rabbi Yechonam and Nami, hoksev min habayis. But the pasuk says that, b'yart ha-kodesh min habayis, sounds like it has to go into the house first. Hakri say it's even in the chatzah. So Hamalachi says, no. Chatzah dumi debayis. You see from v'ochlu v'sherecha, it starts when you go into your gates, even into your courtyard. So why does the next pasuk say for my house? It's coming to compare the obligation of the courtyard to a house. Ma bayis ha-mishtama, just like a house is generally safeguarded. Av chatzah mishtamer, so too what's saying is that the obligation of the chatzah is not just any courtyard. If it's safeguarded, then that's the type of chatzah that could be kavaz, the chiyuv of ma'isim. Rabbi Yannai namer k'sib b'sherecha. The Gemara is the other way too. Rabbi Yannai, but it says b'sherecha. How can he say it only starts when you go into the house, when it says even in your gates? So the Gemara, hu mibayilei, that's coming to teach us a different concept. Not that it's when you just come into your gates, in other words, even to include your chatzar. It's d'ma'ayilei derech shar. It's coming to say, because even if you bring the produce, the tevel, into the house, it's not going to require the obligation of Meiser unless it comes in through the gateway of how you normally come in. That's why it says, Visherecha, through the gates, meaning Lafuke Derech Gages Vakafe Vistalai, which it's excluding if, let's say, it comes through the roof or through the back door, then there's no obligation of Meiser, even if it's in the house. So yeah, it's min habayis. It's only when it's in the house, but it has to come in bisharecha through the gates, through the front door. Then it has the obligation of the chiyuv ma'aser. Now, Masav Reb Chanina al-Chayzah. So Reb Chanina al-Chayzah asks, according to either interpretation, from the brisa that we had left off in the previous daf on the bottom of Amud Beis. The brisa said that one of the words we learn off in that pasuk is, it says, kenafshecha, like yourself. Where generally, it's translated as your heart's desire, but the way it's the drush is interpreted is kenafshecha, like yourself. Is kach nafshecha, is so too the personhood, the soul of the worker, which the brisa said, ma nafshecha eich lepater, just like yourself. You could eat from your produce before it was finished, the whole production, and upater, and you're exempt from taking of meiser. Afnavshesh shalpayel echel upater. That's what the pasuk is saying. So too, the worker could eat, and he's exempt from meiser. Now the question is, holy keachayv. The inference is that's only a worker is the same as the owner, but it sounds like someone that purchases the produce, even at this state, is going to be obligated. Now, although generally you have to first have Gemar Malacha to obligate a Meiser, but someone who's buying it is considering it like it's done because he's buying a finished product. Whatever it is for him, this is enough for him to buy. So that will make it into like a Gemar Malacha. Fine, so it wasn't smoothed out in the pile yet, so the owner wouldn't be obligated yet, but a Lekech will be Chayv at that point in time. But on that, as the Gemara, my love basada, but isn't it talking about like this case that it's in the field? So therefore, what the Gemara's question is that purchasing is no better than Gemar Malacha itself. Meaning we're saying that purchasing can make it like a Gemar Malacha, meaning like it was already smoothed out, the whole production was finished, you have a smooth pile. So that's the equivalent of that. So we're saying that although the owner, and we're saying in the pasuk, a worker is like the owner, that they're working on the field and they're plucking the grapes, and this guy wants to buy, so then he's going to be chayiv. Because a worker is like the owner, he doesn't have to. And that's like we said from Rashi, that's the chiddush, that he's not like someone who is purchasing, but a purchaser would be chayiv. Now, fine, even if you consider it like it's a Gemar Malach, as if we smooth it into a pile, but it's still in the fields. It's not in the house. It's not even in the courtyard. It's in the fields. And in the fields, you said that it's a Nochiv Maisa, even when you have Gemar Malach. Yet here we see the Lekech, who even if we're considering Gemar Malach, but you see there's a Chiv Maisa, even though it's in the fields, not like these interpretations of Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechanan. So then Rabbi Papa, he says, Nahocha b'te'ein ha'imedes begina. What we're talking about here is an interesting case where Papa defines it to resolve their interpretation. Talking about a fig tree, it's in a garden, and the branches are leaning over, for the interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, into the courtyard. And according to Rabbi Yannai, who says it has to go into the house to be obligated in Meiser, it's labayis. It's going into the house. So from the moment that it gets detached, when they're doing the work, it already saw Pnei Chatzar or Pnei Habayis. So that's why when someone comes and buys it, even though it didn't smooth out in any pile, but it's in the house. So it's Gemar Malacha, because he bought it, and it's in the Chatzar, in the house. That's why it's a Chiv HaMaiser. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, so you're saying, okay, Lekech would be Chayv, but the worker in the Balabayis would be Pater, because you didn't have Gemar Malacha. So that the Gemara asks, but Balabayis not in the Chayv. But then the owner should also then be obligated in Meiser at that point in time, because here the plucking is already finishing the work and it's Pnei Habayis, it's in the house itself. So why then do you say that only the one who buys is going to be Chayiv, but the Pasuk is saying but that the worker and the owner himself will be exempt, and that's where you're saying that's where Lekech is going to be Chayiv. But if we just describe the case of Lekech is going to be Chayiv is when it's in the house, so it's in the house already. So then once you're picking, you're already done because it's already in your house, it's already in your kitchen. So then the owner himself should also then be Chayiv and Meiser because you have Gemar Malacha and you have it's in the house. So that the Gemara says no. Bala Bayis, Ein of Bitei Nasa. The owner, his eyes, his main focus is on his fig tree. Meaning this one branch is not so significant in his eyes. Therefore, we go after the primary thing. The primary thing is the tree itself. The tree is outside the house or the field or the yard, whichever interpretation you go like. So therefore, until they finished all the pluckings of the fruits and gathered them all into the house, so that's not Gemar Malacha yet. So it's not Gemar Malacha, even though it's in the house, but you have to have Gemar Malacha. So just picking out this one grape, although it's here on the table, that's not enough. You got to pick up all the figs from the tree. But But the purchaser, the consumer, his eyes, his focus is only on what he's buying. He's buying these fruits that have been detached, which when they got detached, they were already into the house. So then you have in the house and you have Gemar Malacha. And that's why Lekech is Chayiv in Meiser, in contrast to the owner and to the Poel. Now on this, the Gemar asks. So we resolve the opinion of Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechanan, but the Gemara asks now what we just said. So it's saying that the owner and the worker, they're going to be exempt, but Lekeach is going to be chayv. And that's the chiddush that a poel is not like that a worker is not like a purchaser, but rather he's like the owner himself, like kenafshecha. That the Gemara asks, Lekeach midereisa mimechayv? Is it really true that a consumer biblically is required in Meister that you need a pasuk to say that a worker is not going to be like a consumer, and that it will be kenafshecha, like the owner, and therefore he's going to be exempt from separating meister, which that inference is, and therefore we have to find out what's the case, the lekeach would be chayiv, and that the owner and the worker would be exempt. Why do we need a pasuk even to say that a worker is going to be exempt? What, because to say it's not a lekeach? Are you telling me that a lekeach is biblically required a meister? But V'tanya learned the Bryce as follows. Why was it that the stores of Beis Hinoi, which is the name of a place, were destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim? The reason for that is because they established their halachas like biblical law. In other words, whatever the rabbis said were forbidden, they said that, no, they found that in the Torah, we see that it's permitted. In other words, they didn't follow rabbinic law, rather they followed the strict biblical law. Now, Shahayim, they would say, as a continue to Medbeis, the pasuk says aser to aser, which that's in Devarim Yudal pasuk of Beis. Now, in the next pasuk, it says v'achalta, that you'll eat. So, from the two pasukim being near each other, we compare the halachas of aser to aser to v'achalta, which that tells us that the obligation of separating meister is only if you're coming to eat, but v'lo meicher, but not if you're processing produce to sell. If you're coming to sell, then you don't have to separate meister. Moreover, it says tevuah zaracha, that you have to separate all the produce of your seed, which is your seed, but not someone who bought. If you bought it, then there's no obligation for you to separate because it's not your seed itself. So, therefore, if they were selling it or if they were buying it, they didn't separate meister because, well, biblical law says you're exempt. Now, rabbinically, there's an obligation, but biblically, they're exempt. Therefore, they got destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim. But one thing we see is that veloy lekeach, a consumer does not have a biblical obligation to separate meister. Now, although the halacha is that, as the Gemara says, elamadirabanan, actually the obligation of lekeach to separate meister is only rabbinic. V'kras machta ba'alma. And the pasuk that we used before to show that there's an obligation by lekeach is only an asmach, it's only an allusion, and therefore that way we say kenafshecha, that a worker is going to be exempt, is it must be only an asmachta, because it's, what do you mean? To say it's not like a lekeach? Lekeach is not chayv and meister mederaisa either. It's only rabbinically, because actually, biblically, it says v'loy lekeach. It has to be tefuah zaracha. So, the Gemara is back to the question, so then what does the word kenafshecha in that pasuk, which we said is superfluous, that pasuk, each word is coming to teach a different halacha, since even regarding a lekeach is exempt, so you definitely don't need a pasuk to tell you that a worker is going to be exempt from meister, to say kenafshecha, that is just like the owner itself, so then what does the word kenafshecha come to teach us there in that pasuk? So the Gemara says, you're right, look at the Tanya, it must be teaching us a different halacha that we learned in the Braisa. Kenafshecha says the Braisa, like yourself, the worker is like you, which is, not that you're exempt from meister, because even lekeach is exempt from meister, biblically. Rather, man nafshecha im chasam tapata, just like yourself, if you're working on your own produce, if you muzzle yourself, you're exempt, you're allowed to muzzle yourself, you don't have to eat from the stuff you're working at. Af poil, so to a worker, im chasamta, if you muzzle him, meaning if let's say you give him a certain amount of money and you say, on the condition that you don't eat, or you force him and you don't let him eat from the produce that he's working at, so patrim, he's exempt from the violation for getting lashes, for leisachsim, which is the violation of muzzling an ox as it's threshing. And the chiddush in that is that we don't learn out that there is going to be a chiv of leisaseh, of lashes, of leisachsim, from a kavol chaymer, which the Gemara later is going to explain, that what do you mean, if you're not allowed to muzzle an ox, you're definitely not allowed to muzzle a worker. And that is what the pasuk is teaching, kenafshecha, that if you do, just like if you exempt, if you muzzle yourself, you're exempt, so if you muzzle your worker, you're going to be exempt. Now the Gemara, however, continues asking on the two opinions of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanan regarding the obligation of meiser, starting only when it's in either the courtyard or in the house. Again, we introduced this because we were asking from the brayso that we mentioned the previous daf, which we actually just reinterpreted. We said kenafshecha is not coming to tell you the exemption of a worker from meiser, but rather that if you muzzle your worker, you're going to be exempt just like you can muzzle yourself. But the Gemara continues asking, "Masa mazucha." Mazucha asks from a Mishnah Masechtas Maisus. The Mishnah says, "Eizehu garnan." What is considered the gairin, which is the pile of the produce, lemaisris, in other words, when is it considered a gairin, that it's considered the finishing of the processing of the produce, that is an obligation of maiser, which from that point on, you're not allowed to eat achilas aroi, meaning to eat a achilas kava, a sit-down meal, that automatically obligates you in maiser. But as we said before, until you have the gemar malach, until you finish the processing, then you could eat achilas aroi, you could eat a temporary type of eating. So, says the Mishnah, what is considered the gairin that is considered the gemar malacha for the obligation of maisis? So says the Mishnah, b'kishum uvedluim, by squash and pumpkins, is mishi epoksu. But Amr Basi explained, what does that mean? Mishi nitl pikish alehen. It's when this pikish, which is this type of blossom that grows on the top of the pumpkin, and it's attached to it, after some time, then it falls apart and detaches. At that point, when it gets taken off, that's already considered the Gemar Malacha, and then you can't even achilas arai, you have to separate Maisur. Asks Mazutra, my love, Mishifaksa filibasat. It sounds like that the obligation of Maisur starts once the blossom falls off, even if it's still in the field. So you see, now like Rabbi Yechanan, it doesn't have to be in the chatzar or the house. And that's the Gemara, no, Mishifaksa babais. It's both. It's when it falls off and that it is in the house. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Mishi Yifaksu, from when it falls off, Ad Shi Yifaksu Mebayilei. It should have said, until the blossom falls off. Meaning, since it's coming to tell us that even the house itself is not going to be Kaveya for Meiser, until the blossom also falls off, so then that's what the Mishnah should have said. Now that it says Mishi Yifaksu, it's coming to tell us that no, from when the blossom falls off is liable in Meiser, you're obligated, no matter where it is. So the Gemara says, no. Iton achi yifaksu. Had we said until the blossom falls off, which would have told us, yeah, it has to be in the house and the blossom has to fall off. But then havimina, I would have thought to say ad gemar lefikusayu. It's until all of their blossoms fall off. Meaning ad sounds like until, meaning you gotta have the end of it. Kamash malon. That's why I use the terminology meshi yifaksu, from when the blossoms fall off, is mechi aschula pikusayu. It's from even when one of them, when the blossoms start falling off, even that is enough to be considered the gairin and the gemar malacha of the types of produce, and when it's in the house, and it has that, yes, it's not even in the field, it has to be in the house, but it's mishifak, so even from when the first ones start falling off. Gemara continues asking, Masav mazutu bereidah of Nachman. Learn the braisa as follows. Garnei lemaisur l'chayvel of mishum tevel, when is the gairin, which is the silo, the whole pile of grain, which is for the obligation of Meiser when you have regarding untithed produce, says the Brisa Mishnah Tigmah Malachtan, from when the process, when the working of the produce has already completed. Ve'ezeu Gemar Malachtan, says the Brisa, what's considered the conclusion of the work? It's Malachas Hachnasasan, is from the work of when you gather it together. Asks Marzutra, my love Hachnasasan afalabasad, doesn't it sound like that? What does it mean, gather it together? Meaning when you pile it together in the pile for the purpose of gathering it together, even if it's in the field. So you see, nalik rabbiyana and nalik rabbiyachanan, that even then you'll have the chiv of maiser. So the Gemara Allah, no, hachnasasin labayis. Meaning the gathering doesn't mean like a gathering together to make a pile. It means gathering, meaning bringing something in, which is actually bringing it into the house. Zehu gemar malachtan, that's the conclusion of the work. That's exactly like rabbiyana and rabbiyachanan. The boy same. Or if the Gemara says, if you want, you could really say that really it's true like the Brice is saying. Just machnes is from the term of gathering it together, making a pile, even in the field, that's the chiva maiser. Now, kikam erbiyane, when did erbiyane say that it's only when you have it in the house that it's going to be kaveyat for maiser? That was told by bezeisim va'anovim. That was told by grapes and by olives, where they're always ready to be eaten, and they're always automatically considered to be tvua. Now, therefore, so when is the obligation of their maiser biblically? That is since the lav b'nei garininu, since they don't have a pile, they don't get threshed, they're not smoothed into a pile. So just bringing it into the house is what establishes into the chiv of meiser, because they don't have anything else to establish it as a conclusionary process. But by wheat and barley, goyrin behedyiksev be. They have explicitly where the Torah tells us that they have a goyrin, which is the smoothing, the pile that you smooth it together. That you're right. That would even be, even if you just pile it together in the field, that is what's the gemar malacha by them, and therefore that's going to obligate a meiser, even if it's not in the house or in the field. Now Rashi just points out this, that it says other places in Shas, like the Gemara Pesachim Daf Testament Aleph, that they obviously don't have this teretz, and they hold that even by wheat and barley, Rabbi Yannai still said a halacha that you have to bring it into the house, or like Rabbi Yechonah said, into the courtyard, and only then, no matter what the produce is, would the obligation of Meiser begin. But the way the Gemara is saying it right now is that you could differentiate something which has a conclusionary process, like wheat and barley, so that could be even in the fields. But olives and grapes, which have nothing else, so then what establishes that line of demarcation is when you bring it into the field, into the courtyard, or into the house. So the Gemara concludes that discussion, which was brought in because it was being used to ask from that price we had with Kenav Shecha. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion from the previous daf. Ashkechan Adam b'mechuber. We learned that from the Pasuk, El Kelyich Elisitein, we showed from the Pasuk that a person, when he's working on something that's attached to the ground, and now they're finishing that up and they're detaching it, so there's a prohibition of not allowing him to eat from the food that he's working at. And so too with Sherbetalish, we also know, because that's the Pasuk that talks about an ox by something that's detached, which the Pasuk says, Leisachsam Sherbedishai, not only muzzle an ox when it's threshing, which is already detached, and you're just getting the kernel out from the grain, from the stalk. So we know that the ox cannot be muzzled when he's working on something that's detached. Question is, Adam Metalish Menolan, how do we know that when a person is working on produce which is detached, that there also you have to let him eat from what he's working at? So the Gemara says Kavuchaymer Shar. It's a Kavuchaymer from Shar. Umashar Shein Oichel B'Mechuber. If regarding an ox, where we don't find explicitly in the Torah that he has to be allowed to be eaten from food that he's working on that's attached. We only said that the pasuk says regarding detached produce, and yet Oichel B'Talosh. But still, the Torah says he has to be able to eat when it's detached, which is Leisachsam Shabedishay. So Adam Shaykhab Mukhubis, so a person that we brought from the past that he eats when it's attached, Ainadin Shaykh Batalish, isn't a Kabuchem that he should be able to eat when it's detached? Because the ox can't, I mean, we don't see in the pasuk to eat when it's attached. But detached, yeah. So here by the person you eat when it's attached, isn't a Kabuchem that he should be able to also eat when it's detached? Another Gemara says no, because Malar Shar, how could you compare it to ox? Shekinat Mitzvah Achasimasai, where the Torah says that there's a prohibition of muzzling him. So you see, you can't muzzle him, so maybe that's where the halach is that you have to let him eat. How could you compare it to a person? There's no Torah prohibition of muzzling, literally putting a muzzle on your worker. Maybe there would be no prohibition of not letting him eat when it's detached produce. That says the Gemara, what do you mean? To the contrary, that should also be part of the Kavuchaymer. That a person, you should be commanded not to allow to muzzle him when he's working, Kavuchaymer from an ox. Because if regarding an ox, that you have no obligation of sustaining the ox, of making sure he stays alive, yet still you're not allowed to muzzle him when he's working. So a person that you have a commandment to allow to help him survive, as the Pasuk says, your brother should live with you, so isn't a kavuchaymer that you commanded regarding that you're not allowed to muzzle him? So that the Gemara says no, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, and this is what we mentioned before, kenafshecha, like yourself. So we said, kenafshecha shel poel, that so too is the personhood of the worker, where manafshe im chasam toi potter, just like if the owner himself, if he would muzzle himself when he's working, he's exempt, he's allowed to. Af poel im chasam toi potter, so too you worker, if you muzzle him, you're going to be exempt. So we see that there's no kavuchaymer, because A, there's no kavuchaymer of the muzzling. You actually allow to muzzle the worker, I mean you're exempt, whereas you're not allowed to muzzle the ox. And therefore, then we're back to the question that there's no kavuchaymer because there is a stringency that applies to a shor that doesn't apply to adam. So then, therefore, says the Gemara, ve'elo adam metalish menon. So we're back to the question: how do you know that a person from detached produce that you have to allow him to eat from it? There's no kavuchaymer from shor. So that the Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk says, kama beis pam. It says two times the word the standing grain. It says kisavi bekamas re'acha, when you're going to come into the standing grain of your friend, and it says alkamas re'acha, on the standing grain of your friend. Why does it say two times? So says the Gemara, if it's not coming to teach us the halacha regarding a person, regarding the standing grain, which is the attached produce, because it already said once, why does it say a second time? That's what's known as If it's not coming to tell us regarding this topic, it must be coming to teach us regarding something else, where it's coming to teach us regarding a person, regarding detached produce, that even there you have to allow him to eat from the food that he's working at. That's one approach. Rabbi Ami, he says, Adam betolish leitzarach kri. Says actually that a person from detached produce doesn't need a pasuk. Why? Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, ki savi bekemri acha, when you're going to come into the vineyard of your friend, and you're going to do work, so the owner has to let you eat from the food. Says Rabbi Ami, milo yaskina sheschar lekasiv. Isn't it talking about from the fact that it doesn't say otherwise that this guy who's coming to work, what type of work is he doing? He's coming to schlep, to carry. He's coming to carry the grapes to his friend who's going to be pressing the grapes. Where that's work with detached produce. And still, Vamrachman Aleichel, the Torah says you could eat. And therefore you don't need to have a pasuk because the pasuk includes not just attached, but even detached. Fine, so that teaches us Adam Betalash. Ask the Gemara, Shoy b'mechubim inolei. How do we know regarding an ox that's working on attached produce that you have to let him eat? Because the Torah only tells us leisachsim shabedisha when it's detached, when you're threshing. How do you know that's even when it's attached? So says the Gemara, kavochem adam. You know it from a kavochem, from a person. Uma adam, just like a person, meaning a worker. She'ein eichel betalish, where we don't find explicitly the Torah telling you that, I mean, we learned it out from a different source, but it doesn't say in the Torah that it could eat when it's detached. Yet Eichel B'Mechubar eats when it's attached. That's the Pasuk of Ve'alkelichal Leisitein. So, Shor Eichel B'Talash, so an ox which eats by detached. Ein Adin Eichel B'Mechubar, isn't a Kavochamin that should eat when it's attached? And that's the Zigmar. No, how could you say that? Ma'al Adin, because how could you compare it to a person? Shekenat Mitzvah L'Achiyase, which you have a commandment to sustain him and help him survive. Therefore, maybe over there there's an obligation to let him eat. How could you say regarding an ox to say that he could eat from when it's attached? Well, you have no commandment to help him survive. Therefore, maybe you don't have an obligation to have him eat when it's attached. So that says the Gemara, what do you mean? To the contrary, that should also be included in the Kavochemer, that you have an obligation to help an ox survive. Because if regarding a person that you have no obligation regarding his muzzling, you have a commandment to help him survive. So, regarding an ox, you have an obligation that you're not allowed to muzzle him. Isn't it kavochemer that, yeah, you're right, you should have a commandment to help him survive? And that the Gemara says, no. Amakra, the pasuk says, that your brother should live with you, which is achicha b'leishar. That the mitzvah to help someone survive is only a brother, is another person, and not an ox. So again, therefore, it's not a kavochaimer. And then you have the original kavochaimer is also difficult because you can't learn it from Adam by mechuber because Adam has a stringency of mitzvah l'achiyase. So the Gemara says ve'ela shabim mechuber v'nolim. So how do you know then an ox regarding when it's attached that you have to let him eat? Amakra, that's what the pasuk says. Riacha, riacha, beis palm. It says your friend two times. So it's not coming to teach us regarding a person, which that's who riacha is when it's attached, because you already know that from one of the terms riacha. So what's the other term coming to tell us? That's what's called main inyan tenei in l'shabim mechubah. So that's coming to teach us regarding an ox when it's attached. Again, that's how we know all four, meaning a person attached and detached, and an ox attached and detached. Ravinam, he says actually, Loy Adam Etolish, not regarding a person of detached produce, V'loy Shabim Mechubah, not an ox when it's attached, where those are the two that don't have psukim, because Adam by Mechubah, you have El Keli Chalisitin, and the Shar Betolish, you have Leisachs Shar, that you're not allowed to have him, Bedishai, Leisachs Shar Bedishai. So the only two that you don't have are Adam Betolish and Shar Mechubah. Says Ravina, that they don't need Tzrichi Kra, they don't need to have a pasuk to tell you. Because it says in the pasuk as well, it says leisachsim shebedisha. You're not allowed to muzzle an ox when it's threshing. So continue on top of petesim and aleph mechdi. Let's see. Kol mili isnu b'chasima. All types of animals are included in this prohibition of muzzling, meaning it's not necessarily an ox. Why? Because the alfinan sher sher mishabes. Because we learn like zeris shava, as the Gemara tells in babakamad of nedalat amad beis, that by Shabbos it says sher and it says kol behemtecha. So we learn that just like over there it says shar and it includes all animals, by halach of Shabbos, so too wherever it says shar, it also includes all animals. So it's not necessarily an ox. So why did the Torah write the ox? Let the Torah have only written that you shouldn't thresh with it being muzzled. Shar because Rachman Lamali, why does it mention the ox? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because it wants to compare the muzzler to the muzzled, and the muzzled to the muzzler, meaning to compare a person to the ox and the ox to the person regarding the consumption of the workers, which is just like the muzzler, meaning the person, the worker who's working. He eats, as we said, from from attached produce. So too the muzzled, the ox, also eats from attached produce. And the man nechsem eichem b'taler, so too the one who's muzzled, the ox, eats when it's detached, which leisachzem shabedishay, afchaisem eichem b'taler, so too the muzzler, the person, the worker, also eats when it's detached. And that's how he says, for both of them, you know from this pasuk, the extra word of shar, which is extra, because you know it's all animals, it's coming to teach you a comparison of the Adam to the shar and the shar to the Adam.